Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mike Shope.
You might be mocking me or you might be staunchly agreeing with me. I can't tell.
I'm mocking you.
And the Bulldog.
What is Fozzie Bear's role in this production?
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
The I'm mocking you guy, famous, was a draft-related thing. That was, maybe we talk too much about the draft or something like that. Why don't you guys go on and on and on some more about the draft? Do you mean it? No. It's enough already about the draft. Well, I certainly, I would not say that myself right now. I think today is a great day. I am very impressed with what the Bills did last night.
You would be.
I have to be. This is what I'm always trying to order.
Right. Today's, today's your day.
Today's my day, and you watch.
I got to admit. This happens, and after, you know, I don't know, it might have been a minute, it might have been 20 minutes of me staring at my TV, sort of with my jaw, just my slack jaw, like, what? I might have started drooling. I don't know. No one else was there, just me and Fred. One of the first thoughts I had that wasn't, you know, panic was how hilarious. This is not obviously exactly let playoff teams pick who they're going to play, but it's a little like that. I mean, the Bills let the Chiefs take a guy that some of us liked for the Bills, so that at least letting the Chiefs get a guy on their team who they will probably have to play at some point in the playoffs, there's a little of that vibe to it. Like, hey, why don't you let them choose who you have to play with? Okay, fun. I love the chaos. I love the emotion. I even love how conflicted I am about it. Like, I am breathing deeply and living today. I just feel energized by the idea that the Chiefs now have a guy that, like Mahomes even, is tied to us. Now, if the Bills find some version of Josh Allen as a receiver tonight, then we're at Mahomes and Allen. Like, Allen buffers the Mahomes anxiety. If the Bills had chosen Josh Rosen or something, oh my God, imagine our lives with Mahomes lording over the entire league, and we're still over here, just, please, sir, can I have a quarterback? So that can all still happen. But in the very short term, it's just, you know, I wanted that guy. They want him. How come you didn't want him? They're good. You're good, but they're better. Gah! I love it. I love all the connections to it.
I do too. The idea of trading down, as we both know, is not for everybody. It's not everybody's favorite because it does challenge you, especially in this example. Kansas City, a wide receiver, like, it really does challenge you. And it really, it's a little bit what kind of person you are. Because for me, this is like always right. Trading down is always right. I'm not saying this is good or bad. Like, I just don't have any room in my brain for there being some sort of other, better alternative. There could not and would not be a better alternative. This is what you do. Eventually, you draft your players. But the Bills had some catching up to do with draft capital. And they've done that. They might even be able to do more of that. So that's great. But, you know, somebody else is going to fixate on Worthy or the Chiefs or even Leggett and be like, oh my God, why wouldn't you want those? All the things you're saying. It's just like there's different kinds of people. The heart is an organ that pumps blood. You know, like how much heart does that guy? What do you mean? He's got one. I'm this way. It's linear for me. It's math. You know, this is always what you should do. What adds to that simple reality for me is it's a year where you and I know as well as anybody from every conversation we've been having every day in here, where you have a dozen or so receivers that are kind of all, you know, what's your favorite flavor? They're kind of all graded about the same. So it is to be expected that the Bills would have a different opinion about any one of these guys than the Chiefs or the Panthers would. That is to be expected. That would make sense. And here I'm getting extra picks and moving up to be able to pick the guy I like more. I think that's probably a good plan. 803-0550 is the number. It's 2 hours away. I mean, they'll be on the clock here before it gets dark. Pretty exciting. And have another pick in round two, and then, for now at least, also at the end of round three, Kansas City's third. Let's go to Joe next. Hi, Joe.
Hey. I think people have this whole trading with a rival all wrong, because if the Chiefs were going to draft Worthy anyways, we basically made the Chiefs a third-round pick weaker and us a third-round pick stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think it was actually ended up being a good move in that sense.
There you go.
Thanks, Joe. I mean, that is absolutely why you do it. I guess, you know, like Mike is saying, we're all wired differently. We're all going to have different reactions to this. I'm openly admitting to you the Chiefs are unreasonably in my head to recognize that they've been better than you in the playoffs, and that their quarterback is just this much better, and that their coach is this much better, all that, like, that's all reasonable. Like, that's the the games, the standings, the trophies tell you that. Where you get into trouble, where I'm admitting I get into trouble, is just thinking they want that guy, therefore I should want that guy. That is not good thought. That's not good process at all. I know that, but it still freaks me out. And that's why today is, I think, I'm just going to say fun. It's so much fun because we're all sort of trying to either rationalize it, or you don't want to because you want to be mad about it for whatever. I heard a guy call in to Chris and Maddie today on One Bills Live. She was in for Steve today. He's like, I feel like they've lied to me.
Oh, my.
Like, oh, my gosh. Like, what is even happening here? I mean, first of all, dude, it's a pro sports team. Okay? Like,
narrator, they did not lie to you.
Or if they did in any way at any time, I mean, it's sports.
Well, it's lying season then.
Right, right. So, yeah. I mean, I'm sipping on the cocktail is what I would say right now.
That seems like a good attitude. Sam is next. Hi, Sam.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Sure.
This You're welcome. Yeah.
Awesome. I love this. I think Adonai Mitchell is the guy. If we want to go with a guy that probably has the highest ceiling out of all the receivers left, I was watching a Steve Smith breakdown of him last night, and the kid is just fluid. It just looks like he like floats on the field. He's like a CeeDee Lamb kind of guy. I think that really, if it's good, we're going to go with Brandon Bean's typical MO of high ceiling kind of raw prospect, this is the kid that we should be looking at. And I want to ask, what do you guys think of us possibly trading even further into the second round and trying to get both someone like Cooper DeJean and Adonai Mitchell, or name your other wide receiver, if all these picks that we've loaded up could be a possibility? I'll listen to you guys. Thanks very much.
Thank you. I would be, of course, for it. I think there's room to do this one more time with the still numerous receiver options that there are that all kind of make sense. There might be a half dozen guys that are kind of, who are they? Mitchell, McConkie, Coleman, probably.
Franklin. As far as like early today, I feel like that.
Roman Wilson.
I mean, he's not for me. I'd be surprised if the Bills, I just don't feel like that's a fit for the Bills.
Okay.
But he could be drafted this early, I suppose.
You've got four at least who might go by pick 50.
Yeah. And then you've got defensive players that they might like too, not just DeGene. Okay. Sorry. I'm so frustrated. I actually Googled to find a pronunciation and I can't find just like a phonetic spelling. It's like I got to watch a video. Like can you just give me it please? Anyway, Google's all messed up. I blame Elon Musk.
Wow, you went for a little bit of a spin there.
Another, yeah, I did. I told you, I'm chaos. I mean, this is how my brain works when I'm this fired up. I mean, I'm all over the road. But no, there's the defensive tackle, Newton. Maybe he's of interest to
yep.
them. You know, I don't know about using your first asset on a guy that's going to be a backup slash rotational player on the interior of your defensive line, but it's just another guy that could be in their mix for 33. Or it factors into how far do you want to go from there if someone comes to you with an idea? How many guys can you live with? You got to answer that question before you decide how far you're going to go back.
I think one possible fit, this is not really that great because who would be able to guess this, but a trade like 33 for 40 with Washington, and Washington would give you 78. Middle of the third, and you'd give them a fourth or a fourth and a fifth even, works. Math-wise, that works. And like I think a team like that could feel like in seven spots, somebody they really want won't be around. Washington happens to also have pick 36, so that's not perfect. But a trade like that, to the caller's question, then I'm perfect.
They got to have enough guys to move. That could be right on the edge of where of how far you can go, I would say.
Because one of those four receivers probably, or you'd get the defensive guy, like someone you mentioned first, and then maybe a receiver at 60 that's still kind of from this list. I don't know. It's maybe they're all set after last night and not having to move
right,
again.
Right.
Like, let's just make the first pick of the second
or
round.
Or more opponent, maybe move up to try to facilitate, you know, another guy tonight.
I still, just quickly, am rooting against Mitchell as the idea. For the same reasons I was yesterday. Mm-hmm. Just, it's only a 5-pick difference. And, I don't know, I'm just, the yards per route run stat really scares me about him. Athletically, he's incredible. But I'd rather have McConkey.
McConkey is my least favorite option.
All right, thanks.
I would say, just because I'm worried he's very much what I already have. And the idea of just flooding the field with guys that are all kind of similar really, really worries me. But that said, so that's why I would rank him below even Mitchell. But Troy Franklin, Keon Coleman, Mitchell McConkey would be my order.
At 33, you'd be comfortable with any of those guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Owen is next. Hi, Owen.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
First, I just wanted to say I think that trade between the Chiefs was ridiculous. That's my take, of course. You just allowed the team that's beaten you the last 3 or 4 years to go and get their guy. Regardless how worthy turns out, I just think that's bad process. And the only real argument I've heard about that is that the Chiefs would have gotten him regardless. But if that was such a surefire thing and so guaranteed, then why on earth would the Chiefs trade up in the first place if they're guaranteed to get worthy regardless?
I mean, they wouldn't have, you're right. They wouldn't have known for sure. That's why they did it. The Chiefs didn't really pay a huge price, by the way, either. The trade was pretty neutral. But I think the Bills had their eyes on 33. I think Bean didn't say that this was the case, but I still think it. That they knew they could get from 32 to 33. And that, for me, that's like so much better. All this extra time to negotiate, to plan, like, okay, there's one less guy on my board. That's it. So for me, I bet it was both.
Yep.
You know, working together, the two trades.
And the Bills might have known, yeah, I don't know what levels. I'm sure at some point GMs of these teams, maybe even Bean, has spoken directly to this in a longer form, more casual setting about how these trade conversations go. I know at other times he's got, like last year he divulged that Jacksonville needed to know what they were doing with the pick before they agreed to the trade, because Jacksonville wanted an offensive lineman and they wanted to make sure the Bills weren't dipping into the offensive lineman pool. In this case, it certainly didn't seem like Bean knew what the Chiefs wanted to do, but maybe you're aware of what other teams they're talking to and like how open those teams are to doing something with them. So if you feel like they're going to get up and get the guy anyway, then why don't you – you should just get paid for it. If they're going to pay somebody for it, or they're just going to sit still and take the same guy, let them give you some stuff. It's fine as long as you can live with it and you're not psyched out by it being the Chiefs like I am. Then you should absolutely do that. Like, I want a cool, calm, steady hand making that call, and I think that's what Bean did last night. I respect it, even though it, you know, kind of terrifies me.
You've laid it out well. Jeff is next. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. I love what Bean's doing. You know, we've had too many GMs for too long, are willing to trade picks in the future so they can stay on for one more year. You know, he's thinking about the next 3 to 5 years of this franchise, so good for him. I'm glad he did not take the easy route out and just pick someone. You know, look at Doug Whaley. He went up 5 spots and traded an entire future first-round pick for that to get Sammy Watkins.
And more.
Okay?
Yeah.
Just keep your head on straight. Keep doing what you're doing. Like, I like what he's doing. He's thinking long-term for the franchise. These picks are crapshoots anyways. You know, you got more darts on the board. You got more picks that may turn out. This thought about going to the Chiefs, who knows if this guy's going to pan out, okay? The more picks we have, the more chances they're going to turn out. Except for the first few guys, these are all crapshoots. And I like what Bean's doing. I hope he stays with it.
Thank you, Jeff. 803-0550. Tom is next. Hi, Tom.
Hi, guys. I wanted to talk real quick about what I think is going to happen. By the way, I love this. Is my favorite weekend of the year by
a
mile.
It's the best, isn't it?
So the best.
It is the best.
So I think, you know, by the way, I thought right from the beginning, not that it's a big deal, that they're going to trade back. But I don't think they have a guy. I don't think they have a favorite. I think that they've rated a bunch of guys all about the same. Like, they even had Leggett in for a private workout, and they didn't go grab him. They could have grabbed him. They could have grabbed Worthy. I don't think they have a guy that they're saying we can get him later. I think they're rating all these wideouts roughly the same, right? Roughly the same. And I don't think they're putting a first-round pick on them. I think they're just saying, hey, I could have gotten any of them. So I'm wondering, and my gut feels, by the way, really go back for a second for the wide receivers, is I'm McDermott. I'm sitting there. I'm a defensive guru. I'm thinking, all right, who's going to hurt me? And he's got to be saying, look, I'm not afraid of Worthy. I can solve him. Or Mitchell, whatever. But so I think they're going to go DeGene or. I saw something. Some landscaper today told me that they're looking at Debo Samuel, and I'm like, oh boy.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily convinced that they're going to go for a wideout here.
Let's catch.
I know we need one.
Let's catch you up.
Right.
So there has been some speculation about Debo Samuel recently. There's more along the lines of that it's not going to happen. So I'm not sure how likely it is, but I'm not expecting the Bills to trade for Debo Samuel. In terms of the rookies, the draft, both I've read, Adam Schefter and Field Yates from ESPN, have mentioned Keon Coleman for the Bills at 33, whether that's just throwing a name out or like they feel there's some reason that they're mentioning Coleman specifically. So that might be what happens.
Yeah, that could be representatives of Coleman's, like, you know, feeding those reporters, like, you know, we think the Bills like our guy. We had a good meeting with them, or something more substantive than that even. Yeah, on Samuel.
Or the Bills leaking it.
Sure. Jordan Schultz, just in the last, well, this is 8 minutes ago, I see this tweet, on Samuel. Sources, while the 49ers have listened to calls on All-Pro Debo Samuel, sources say the Patriots and Bills are considered highly unlikely to trade for him. So that's specifically what Mike was saying there. It's like that's one significant report that's saying those are two teams that have been linked to the 49ers for either Samuel or Brandon Ayuk, and that's the first definitive they're out sort of information I've seen on that.
You know what? I just remembered our bet I have not thought about it all day. I did not think about it all night. I have a bet with you that the Bills will pick defense first. It's still out there.
It's very live. Yeah.
That bet is still out there. I'm still an underdog, I think.
I don't feel great because of the Gene being there. Like I feel like that's a guy that the Bills could really, really be crushing on.
Let's go to Tim next. Hi, Tim.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on. I just wanted to quickly talk about Keon Coleman, and I'm glad that you brought up the tweets about the Debo or the Ayuk thing, because I think that would be a massive mistake for the Bills to do. You're talking about trading assets for players and then also having to pay them or rework their deals. And, you know, arguably Ayuk's going, you know, technically into his prime, but why not get a guy like Keon Coleman, who's essentially very, very similar to Ayuk. And, oh, by the way, he's only 20 years old, has had very subpar QB play when he was at Michigan State in college, had 11 touchdowns last year with Jordan Travis before he got hurt. And I just think that he's a plug-and-play guy for the Bills on the outside, you know, for the next 4 years. It would have been nice to get him under a fifth-year team option in the first round, but that's totally okay. I like what Brandon Beed did yesterday, but I just really, really like the player, 6'3", 215.
Yep.
And I'm glad that he didn't test very well at the combine, but I think that there's a lot. I'm glad that there's a lot there on tape.
So. I really wonder, you know, I've been all over the road on this player. Loved him when we first started out. Then there's questions about his separation and route running and just like how refined a player is he. Contested catches. That's a red flag to me. Like if you're telling me like the reason you like a guy is because he wins 50-50 balls and that's his calling card, I mean, yikes. That sounds to me like I'm calling end zone fades. And no thanks. Like, but as we've gone through it here, it's like, I don't know, he ran slow, but he plays fast. He is big. He's a willing blocker. Like he might be like a perfect Bills guy. When they sit down tonight after they end up making their three, or maybe they end up making four picks tonight, we'll see. Or fewer, right? Who knows? But maybe we'll hear a lot about how much they love just this guy. You watch him, he's 20 yards downfield, and you can't get him off of that safety.
I could see it, and I bet Sal will point out, if we get to him with Sal later, that he returned punts. There are not many big receivers that return punts. Your punt returner in your mind's eye is short.
Yep.
But Coleman did that. He also played basketball at Michigan State, which is a pretty good program.
I've heard of them. Yeah, Izzo. They're
so big time athlete. The football guy's comp for Keon Coleman was Mike Williams, if you're trying to picture somebody.
Which one? There've been a few Mike
Williams.
There's
so many Mike Williams.
I mean, honestly, there's.
I know. The Jets' Mike Williams.
Okay.
The former Charger.
The former Charger.
Yes. But fair question. Okay. More of your calls, we hope, coming up. Sal Capaccio at 6, round 2 of the draft with the Bills up first, is at 7. Are you a business owner or marketing manager who wants better results from your marketing? Of course you are. Who wouldn't? Your website needs to engage prospects. Your video content needs to tell your story. And your advertising needs to convert. Sound about right? Then it's time to check out Quilted Squirrel. For more than a decade, Quilted Squirrel has helped local companies strengthen their brands, gain visibility, and generate more leads. Learn more today at quiltedsquirrel.com. That is quiltedsquirrel.com. Back with more of our show and on Facebook Live until 6 after this here on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.